Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is Mordechai Plotzker. Thank you for standing by. Just a little bit of technical difficulties. I'm driving now, so hopefully everyone can hear me clear. Just a few points on the parsha. We know that last week's parsha ended with Moshe's grievance to Hashem. I'm not seeming to be able to help the people that I'm trying to help. Why did you send me? I don't understand what I'm doing. If I'm not helping the situation, if I'm only hurting it, then why send me at all? And thank you, Sandy. And so the parsha begins with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Havtacha. Very interesting how the parsha opens with very strong language, right? Dabar Elokim, and then it says Vayomer Hashem. In the same pasuk, we see two different elements, two different, very diametrically opposed attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very strange that we see Midas Elokim, Vaydaber is Lashon Kasha, a harsh way of speaking to someone. Do this, don't do that. Very strong language, always with an exclamation mark at the end. And then Vayomer Ani Hashem, and then you see Vayomer is Lashon Raka, and Hashem is Lashon Havaya, which is the Midas HaRachamim. So we see that Hashem is operating now in a totally different way than He's ever acted before. And in fact, that I am going to behave with these Mitzrayim in a way that I never even, Ushmelo Datilam, I didn't, even the Avos that I had corresponded with the years before, what you're going to see is something very unusual, something that the world has never seen before. And that is, I've always asked, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has always asked Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov in communications to be rest assured, to have emuna, bitachon, and as a correspondent to this haftacha, our avos have offered sacrifices in order to show that dveikus Hashem, that the karban is krav, it's a language of to draw in close. It's a chiddush that I was talking about, you know, as we get into Sefer Vayikra, right, so you see that in Parsha Shemini, that the word krav is to draw near, and we see karban is the same letters, it's just with a nun. The nun is the 50 levels of knowledge, that as a person draws himself closer to Hashem, they develop knowledge that they otherwise were not able to understand. They see things, they understand things. You read the same pasuk when you're 5 and when you're 50, and you see things that are totally different. And throughout all the years, you constantly create new chidushim on every pasuk that you learned. And that's the beauty of Torah, because it's never-ending. It's a yam shel Torah. Literally, the yam shel Torah is also the gematria of 50, a yud and a mem. So you have together the 50 levels of understanding, the bina. Moshe Rabbeinu apparently was able to get to 49. Some argue that Bezalel was also at 49, and some even say 50 because he was able to do the menorah and other elements of the building of the Mishkan and all the kelim and throughout. But here you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just asking for us to have emunah, but even more so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to act out what needs to be done in order to reinforce the power of the Koach of Hashem. And that's Ushmi Hashem lo nadati lehem. And Bekel Shakai, the Noam Elimelech says something amazing that I saw at the Shabbos when I was learning it Friday night. Shakai, as we know, is Shamru Dalsos Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over the houses of the Jewish people. That's the acronym for Shakai. It's also a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It also refers to that Hashem, Shin, refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dai! Mitzaroseinu, die. We've had enough of the tzaros. We've had enough of the pain, enough of the anguish, enough of the difficulties and the challenges. This is the story of the Holocaust. This is the story of every grievance that we had in years past. We look at the end of Shmos. We come into Va'era, and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are so lost, we are so needing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua, that we have no one else to turn to, that we're not even able to listen to somebody who is giving us positive reinforcement like Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because Mikotzer ruach, we have avodah kasha, because of the shortness of breath and from the labored breathing and from the difficulty and the challenges of the galus itself, the shibud Mitzrayim was so great. That's why we say in davening, or maybe gol nevenem hashemo bi'ahava, maybe, as we say, is lashon is an acronym for madai, bavel, yavon, edom. Bring us Yeshua from all of these sorrows. And Mitzrayim, we don't say Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was a kolel of all four. That's how difficult the shibud Mitzrayim truly was. And that's the reason why we're constantly reminding ourselves, Lech Letzias Mitzrayim, to bring Simcha into Friday night when we say Kiddush, to think about all of the nisyonos that our forefathers had to undergo in order for us to be Makar Tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of the chesed that Hashem does every single day, as we say in Modem, every single day, every single moment, Kol Neshima Neshima, every Neshama Neshama, every act, every breath that we take is so valuable, is so very, very precious. And so that's the opening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is leveraging not just the Amunah that we've entrusted in Hashem, but now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give Kefel, not only below the world, below the earth, in the Kinim, on the earth itself, with Shin, then even above the Barad. Everything that comes out of these Makos is meant to demonstrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's majesty over every level of our temporal existence. And so when we switch and we shift over to the Makos briefly, the Tzvardim, the frogs, some say that these were initially birds. And so if you look at the different girsos, what exactly, where frogs come from and how frogs develop, that they were very smart creatures. As a creature, they were given a tzava, that they were supposed to be as irritating as possible to the mitzvah, including jumping into ovens. And we know that any frog could have said, yes, we are all obligated to do these things, but I'm not going to be the one to jump into an oven. I have no problem jumping into someone's bed, but I have an issue jumping into an oven. Why should I lose my life? And yet we see that they did, and they jumped in, and from there, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah learned from the frogs that if these frogs that were not Metzuvah, in particular one, to go into this Kibshan, to this fire, to the Tanur, to the ovens, then how much more so we should be able to do these things. We are greater than frogs. We have Bechira Chavshes. We can do these things. And that's what we call Mosa Nefesh. We have people that Baruch Hashem are Mosa Nefesh to learn and to dedicate time to learning. That is something that is unparalleled. That's something that we have. It's a beautiful koach of Klal Yisrael. I don't want to belabor the point, but I want to move on to Kinim because it's one of the most interesting Das HaKinims that I think you'll ever come across. And the Das HaKinim brings down a story of Shimon ben Shetach, who, as we know, lived about 200 B.C. Shimon ben Shetach was charged to go into a certain town and to take out the witches that were present in the town, but he was not able to. Why? Because they're mechubal karka. As long as they were standing on the ground, they were not. He was not able to touch them. However, once they understood this and they lifted these witches off the ground, then they were able to remove them from the particular town. Same thing is true with the astronomers, with the magicians that were in Paro's court. They said, by the Mak of Kinim, Etzbalohimi. Why? Because the Kinim were smaller than, they were so small, they were not able to replicate something that small. So they said, well, if it was a little bit larger, maybe we would have success. And so, therefore, they argued that this must be the finger of God. And the question is, so what if they were so small? Why would that stop them? And the answer is, because the magicians in the court of Paro were not mechubal lakarka, because the karka itself turned into lice. And so if in today's day and age we have boards that are oak or pine and they fill our homes, imagine in the days of yesteryear when we didn't have those things and the floor itself was sand, the sand itself turned into lice. And as a result, they were not mechubal karka, and that's the reason why they were not able to do any kishuf, any sorcery. So that's how they learned that it must be the finger of God. So because of this, the Das Kenan bring down that they did not just simply say that this is the finger of God, they said something else. Etzba is Rosh Tevos, Ein Sarach Bedika Od. We don't need any further proof to know that God is running the show over here. And we are just pawns in the face of a very recalcitrant Paro who refused to listen to his advisors, even though he himself knew that there was no way that he was going to be able to succeed. His stubbornness was actually, as the Kliyakar explains, and the Arachayim talks about it, a indication that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not just hardened his heart, but through the hardening of his heart, enables all of these makos to come through to fruition, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu can show his great koach. And so because of this, Ein Tzarech B'dika Od. For us, the challenge is as well to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Tzarech B'dika Od. We don't have to look any further than this. And from there, if we're able to be mechazik ourselves, to strengthen ourselves, then surely every endeavor that we take, whether it's a spiritual or whether it's a material, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our silent partner, and in that schus, we will always be able to smile and see the success of our efforts, even when it may not work out the way we want. There still is success in learning from experiences, and that's the koach of Sheva Yipol Tzadik Lekam, and that, of course, is the message of Ein Tzarech B'dika Od. This is Mordechai Plotzker wishing you atzlacha brach in your learning. Thank you very much for joining us. We started a few minutes late, so we went a few minutes over. And Bez Hashem, I'll be back next Sunday night. Have a wonderful week, and Shavua Tov.